Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
To decide that the things that I tried were in my lap just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say, yo. I got your hey.
Well, Kansas City. Good afternoon to you. Sorry, guys. I just realized Sam sent the Zoom coordinates, and I didn't see it come in. So I'm logging in now.
I know, and I can't see you.
Well, I'm logging in now. Hang tight.
I didn't know if we were ready or not, but you're ready now.
It's all good. It's all good.
I'm coming in hot. Here I come.
Coming in hot.
You're going to see my roof here for a minute. Or ceiling. Good afternoon, everybody. Red Hot Chili Peppers are your artist of the day this afternoon. It is okay. Good to be with everyone. Yep. A very happy birthday to Sarah Parks, who turns 19 today.
Oh, sweet girl.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Yep. She asked me this morning, you know, with the Cal State University system already has announced that they are not going to be in-person teaching in the fall. And she goes, Dad, do you think that's going to happen at KU? I said, babe, I don't know.
I would say no, because their problems that they are seeing in California are different than the problems that we are seeing here.
I'm going to make a bold prediction, and you're not going to like it.
I don't want to hear it. I'm not interested in your bold position. Okay. I'm telling you. Do not boldly predict that on this program.
I am boldly predicting you in your face. I am boldly predicting that KU is not going to have in-person teaching in the fall. I'm just telling
you right now. You've lost your mind.
Dana, we'll see. I can predict things. There's a reason I am Nostradamus.
Mm-hmm.
And I can predict things that other people cannot see. KU, K-State, will not have in-person teaching in the fall. Guaranteed. I'd bet a paycheck on it.
We'll see. We'll see.
You're going to lose your mind if they don't.
No, I just want these kids to have something, and so I'm just not ready to go there yet.
Well, I want them to have the experience. I mean, actually, you know, I was thinking about it after we were over at Kelly's working out this morning, and that's where I had the conversation with Sarah. And as I was driving home, I got to thinking about it. And, you know, we had a caller last week call in and say, if they're not going to have college in the fall, I'm not paying $20,000 to send my kid to KU. I'll just send him to JUCO. It's the same education.
Yeah, online is online with your core classes.
Right. And Kelly had a good point this morning when we were kind of going back and forth about it. She says, what you're really paying for with, you know, the $20,000 a year or whatever, you're paying for the experience. You're paying for the atmosphere.
Correct.
The walking down Jayhawk Boulevard, et cetera, et cetera. Which you know, you kind of get at JUCO, but you don't really get that big college experience with the basketball games and the football games and sororities and fraternities, et cetera. And I hadn't really thought about it that way. And I'm like, man, that's a damn good point. But as I was driving home, I thought to myself, if they don't go to school in the fall, so, you know, she's been to the fall of last year, but, and she's a freshman. The spring, she was at home for the most part. And if KU or the other region schools decide that they're not going to have classes in person, then she doesn't go on campus in the fall. What an incredible amount of lost college opportunity.
Lost experience, sure.
Lost experience, thank you. That's the better word, yeah.
Yeah.
And I felt sad for her. I was like, man.
Well, don't feel sad yet. She doesn't go to Cal State the last time I checked. I think it's too early to call that. I'm still getting emails saying, can't wait to see ya.
You know why?
They got that deposit. Can't wait to see it.
Boom. They don't want you pulling that money going, well, I'm going to yank my kid out of
Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Yeah. They're going to keep sending you those emails till the day before school starts. I promise you that.
Oh, come on.
Because the one thing they don't want to do is have you yank your kid out of KU and send him and her, by the way, because you're going to have two college students in a couple of months. They don't want you to send Jack and B to JUCO. That's the last thing they want. Where did I get the,
you,
Sophie?
You know, the junior colleges are salivating. They're like, bring them on in. The doors are wide open.
Oh,
our
yeah.
virtual doors are wide open.
Log on JUCO.org.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. They want your kid badly because they know they can offer the same product for a lower price.
Yep. One of the things I was talking to a friend about the other day, as far as, you know, what's coming back, what's not coming back. This was in the Star today. Cerner has announced it is canceling, and this was in the fall, one of Kansas City's largest conventions. And, you know, one of my best friends is in the convention industry that has been wiped off the map because of coronavirus. And I wonder, until there is a vaccine, Scott, if the normal convention, for those of you who work in places where there's an annual business meeting, everyone goes to Atlantic City or everyone goes to Tampa, you know, everyone goes to New York or in Kansas right. City. If that is just done, when you can do, and think about this, Scott, who wants to do a business conference online? I mean, is there anything more boring in the world than an online virtual business conference where you're watching, you know, the PowerPoint
Captain,
of the Captain financials. Captain
PowerPoint going,
yes.
And over here.
The whole thing with the convention that people want to go to the convention is because you get to go to the convention. Like, I'll sit through the PowerPoint on how our financials are doing, but yeah. I get to go to fill in the blank. I get to go to Orlando for 5 days. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I don't know that that's coming back.
Somebody says, wait, where did it go? It was a really good one. Oh, here it is. Scott, do you think your daughter really gets the football game experience at KU?
Really?
Question mark.
Really? They're rebuilding.
They've always been rebuilding. Since they fired that fat guy, Mark Mangino.
They rebuilt Rome quicker.
Wow.
Sorry, not coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody writes, I am a student at KU, dude. I don't need this S, Scott. I don't need it.
I agree.
I'm telling you, I am, excuse me, not coronavirus.
And so let's get back to your cough for a minute. What is that about?
I just inhaled something down the wrong pipe. I don't know.
Okay.
My cough is fine. It's a dry cough. And I'm running a fever, but I'm fine.
Well, I feel like now, I mean, we're in this new world that if you have a cough or you have allergies, you really can't cough in front of people now. Like, you just, that's just not something you can do.
It came out, for the love of God in heaven, it came out of nowhere. I'm fine.
Did you see Will Starrett's vest, by the way, because some guy coughed on him at the grocery store?
What is
Will Starrett? Scott, I texted you a photo. It is hilarious. He got one of those bright orange construction crew vests.
Does it say, don't cough on me, bro?
You can see this thing from space. No, no, no. On the front and back, in huge letters, it says, stand back 6 feet.
Hang on, I'm going to get him to call into the show.
Oh, it's so good. Because he was in the grocery store, and he said that guy was breathing on him and coughing on him, and he asked nicely. He said, will you please, you know, social distance or give me some room here? And the guy was like, oh, it's, the whole thing's a hoax, you know, all over him. He was not joking when he bought a vest that says, get the blank away from me. And it is bright construction orange and yellow. And he wears it every time he leaves the house.
Good. Good for him.
It's so funny.
Telephone number here is 5. Oh, he says he can't call in right now. Darn it. He said not now, bro.
Maybe later, because I got to hear more about that vest. I mean, nothing quite says I'm a friendly person like get the blank away from me in a bright orange I'm landing airplanes construction vest.
Hey, when we get back, some people are quitting their jobs. You've heard about the unemployment rate. I mean, it's like at 14% or something crazy like that. Some people are quitting their jobs because they're making more on unemployment. Dana has a friend that she talked to today. They've lost 6 employees because they're making more on unemployment and the benefits that you're getting from the government. We'd like to hear from those of you who have quit your job and said, screw it. I'm getting paid more to stay at home. Those of you who own businesses, who have lost employees, who are saying, screw it, I'm making more at home. I thought we all wanted to get out of the house. 576-7798, 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. So welcome back. It's good to have you with us. Hope everybody's doing well. Story here out of San Diego. This is from the San Diego Union-Tribune. Like many San Diegans, Sheriff Halawani, he's not a sheriff, that's his first name, Sheriff Halawani, found out he would be out of work for a while in mid-March. The 37-year-old was laid off from his job as a server at the Melting Pot in downtown San Diego as fear about COVID-19 spread across the country. Since it was a few days before Gavin Newsom's, the governor, stay-at-home order, he was able to easily apply for unemployment before thousands of others overwhelmed the system. About 2 weeks later, the Federal CARES Act was passed, which gave Halawani and other unemployed Americans an extra $600 per week. He said he heard about it from the news, but it was still a shock when he saw his bank account. I couldn't believe it. They actually gave me that, he said. Halawani was in for another surprise. He now gets $250 more a week than if he were actually working. Across the United States, many unemployed workers are finding out the same thing. The enhanced federal jobs benefit, when combined with state unemployment insurance, delivers more income to some laid-off workers than they earned when they were employed. While normal unemployment benefits pay less than typical wages, creating an incentive for workers to look for a job, the additional stimulus benefit could have the opposite effect, particularly when coupled with possible health concerns around coronavirus. Now, a lot of people are pointing out on the text line, and this is when we need to rely on your expertise and not ours, because I don't know. A lot of people on the text line are writing in, if you quit your job, don't you lose your unemployment benefits?
So here's the rub. And my God, I never quote the site that I'm about to quote, but today I'm making an exception. This is from Fox News.
So you know it's true.
The backlash is building against, quote, unemployment benefits on steroids, because that additional $600 per week, which is federal money, stays if the reason you quit is you're uncomfortable because of coronavirus. It was basically, and so listen to this, the average state already gives out $463 a week in unemployment, okay? When combined with the new $600 per week, it works out to $1,063 per week, the equivalent of $55,000 a year. And the people they interviewed said, look, I've got unemployed friends. They're already getting the extra $600, and they're not going back because they are making more drawing the federal money than they would if they went back. Unemployment benefits traditionally require a worker to be laid off to collect benefits, okay? The relief bill says that staying home to be the primary caretaker of children who are out of school automatically now counts as a valid reason to quit. And it still pays the flat $600, Scott, even if your previous job paid less. And it goes through the end of July. So
what
I was
a tangled web we have.
Well,
learned.
I was talking with a girlfriend today, and she said one of the, I think, unintended consequences is that for a lot of workers who were maybe, let's say you were maybe on the fence about your job anyway, or you are nearing retirement, for a lot of those workers, they're just quitting.
Sam, let's go to the phones if we could, please.
Lori and Shawnee.
Hey, Lori, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi. I just, you know, talking about this sort of thing, the health care, you know, the cost of health care. But I moved back to Kansas City from Sarasota, Florida in 2011. I had sent out resumes, so I had a temporary job when I arrived to Kansas City, but lost that job in January. So I applied for unemployment. Well, then come prior to June, I got an offer for a job. They offered me a dollar less an hour, which would average out to I would make more on unemployment than I would if I worked.
So what'd you do? Very quickly, because we got to get to the next. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I went to work because it's easier to get a job when you have a job. And plus, that's not of my character to sit back and, you know, do something like that. But it's tempting, and I understand it. So it's not a good thing. Thank
Lori,
you.
Lori, be safe and be well. Thank you for calling in.
Scott, I want to hear from our business owners. If this has happened to you where people are saying, I'm not coming back. Now that, because this is the week people are starting to say, you know, it's time to get back to work.
Yeah.
If you are a business owner and your workers have said, I'm out.
Ain't coming back.
We want to hear from you.
576-7798. 576-7798. News is next on Dana and Parks. Join us on the phones. It's 576-7798. I do want to take issue with this, and we never bring up the president's name on the show, but I do want to counter this because I think a lot of people think this. 8482 writes, one way to get more Trump supporters in an election year, added stimulus checks and unemployment on steroids. I would remind everyone that Donald Trump did not write the bill. Donald Trump signed the bill. The House and the Senate wrote these bills, and Donald Trump did sign them. So if you want to blame anybody, you blame the entire federal government, not just the president of the United States.
A guy named Dave Henderson, an economist and research fellow at Stanford, is quoted as saying, this is a huge issue. A large slice of the U.S. workforce will make more money by not working than by working. And that might be good for some people who you know, think I'm just going to sit this out and see how it goes and draw the check. But mm-hmm. the business owners are the ones getting screwed here, Scott. As everybody's supposed to be going back to work, they're down bodies now when they need bodies.
A growing number of Americans, if you're just joining the program, are saying, screw going back to work. I'm getting more money on unemployment and with this extra $600 a week that I'm getting, which really is unemployment on steroids. And the Congress was talking earlier today about adding another $3 trillion stimulus package. When we get out of this, whenever that is, we're going to look back on this as one of the most the most expensive time in American history. We've already added $3 trillion to the debt. I know a lot of people don't care about that. That's fine. But now they're talking about adding another $3 trillion. So in the span of 2 months, we could end up adding $6 trillion to the federal debt. Sam, to the phones.
Let's go to Nanette in Independence.
Hello.
Hi,
Annette. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I'm a healthcare worker. And I have worked with people, have been working with people who have just been waiting for this to occur since March. Missouri pays considerably less in what I do than Kansas. So the people that I work with in Missouri, all they have to do is say, oh, I have a bit of a fever. I have a cough. They automatically don't have to go in. They're applying for unemployment, and they're happy as can be. Everyone else is suffering. In the meantime, I see nothing being presented to the healthcare workers that are sticking it out. No raises, no stimulus to us. I have not received a check. I'm one of those, well, in the mail kind of gals. So it's really very frustrating, and I see the temptation because I'm getting burned out covering everyone else.
Yeah.
But I thought Americans wanted to get back to work.
I think
that was the whole point of opening up the economy, wasn't it?
I think it all has to do with human nature and personal choice. You think you want to get back to work until you find that things are a little easier when you're not working and you start stop caring. And
one of the questions I have is, what are people going to do at the end of July when the checks stop? Because now you have no job, the unemployment checks are not coming, and you've got to try to go back into the workforce and find a job with unemployment rate being whatever you said it was, Scott. Did you say 14%?
It's roughly 14, 15% right now, yeah.
So it might be a quick fix for some, but what are you going to do at the end of July?
They don't really seem to think past quick fixes. They have lived with, so many of us have lived paycheck to paycheck to paycheck, that if you take a sick day or two and you lose that money, you could conceivably lose a payment to something. And being able to give them the opportunity to just sit back and collect, you don't really think forward enough until you're caught with your pants down.
But
there's going to be another whole problem of people demanding their jobs back, where employers are going to have the opportunity to say, nah, I don't think so.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question. If Americans, quote, want to get back to work, but a lot of Americans are not going back to work because you can use coronavirus as an excuse, I don't feel safe going back to work. And I understand that. I do understand that. But I'm going to quit my job, and I'm going to continue to draw unemployment and get my $600 a week. How is that not freeloading?
It is. 100%. I was raised, I'm a boomer. I was raised, you know, you don't lean on the government. I was also raised, there are a lot of people who lean on the government. And then you get to stand back and watch them all fall as the government walks away with their support. It doesn't change. It hasn't changed in 65 years, to my knowledge. And I'm a politician's daughter. Human nature is what takes over when you flash cash. Okay. What I'm hoping to see is the change in the people who have been toying with changing their professions, going into the medical field, the people who are now being touched by the medical field. I hope to see progressive open eyes to this. Geriatric care, dementia, and Alzheimer's. I sideline in developmentally disabled care. The pay is abhorrent. The need is great. A lot of people are coming back into their families who are now seeing just exactly what it takes.
Yeah. All right. Hey, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
Great call.
Sam,
great call.
We have time for one more before the break. Go ahead.
Richard in Kansas City.
Hey, guys. So I'm not much of a whiner, but I'm going to whine a little bit. So I was pulled out of work about mid-March, about right in the heartbeat of all this, medically, because I was having some problems. I couldn't get a doctor's appointment until, like, the end of next week because of the COVID. I applied for unemployment because, well, obviously I'm going to need help, because I could have just gone to my doctor's appointment. If they could have scheduled it right away, I could have gone to my doctor's appointment, got a doctor's appointment, got cleared to go back to work. Instead, I'm held out for a month and a half, and I got denied unemployment because I was medically pulled out of work. So they're not just handing out unemployment to everybody, trust me. I'm about a month and a half behind in all my bills because of this issue. And, you know, I appealed it. I told him, I was like, look, I can't get my doctor's one because of the COVID. This is directly related to the COVID.
Yeah.
You know, throw me a bone. And still got the same answer. So I don't know.
Well, God bless you, brother. And I hope everything works out in the end. I really do, man. God bless you. Dana, can you go back to that Fox News story? Because I'm still getting the all caps, can't get unemployment if you quit. Did you not cite in that Fox News story, if I'm not mistaken, that you can get unemployment if you quit because of a fear of contracting COVID?
Let me
is
read
that correct?
It exactly as it is written.
Part of the
this
CARES
is the
Act.
Federal, this is the federal benefit. Unemployment benefits traditionally require a worker to be laid off to collect benefits. And so many people are not yet aware, texter, that this relief bill allows a person to quit and still collect as long as they, quote, self-certify that they quit because of coronavirus.
Which is, well, self-certify means that you just have to say it.
You just have to say it. And it doesn't have to be, I have coronavirus.
I'm afraid of getting coronavirus.
Yes, I'm afraid. I don't want to go back to work, or I have an elderly mom, or I have a child at home. And all of those things might be true. All you have to do is state it, and the benefit still comes.
Okay. Now, before anybody goes blaming Trump, or before anybody goes blaming Pelosi, let's make sure we're very clear about this. The Democratic House passed it, the Republican Senate approved it, and the Republican president signed it.
No, they had their hands all. They all had their hands on this.
They're all involved. So before everybody goes, this is the Democrats or this is Trump, this is all of them. These are the unintended consequences of an election year on both sides.
And I want to be clear, Scott. This money was desperately needed for countless families. Desperately needed.
But what you ended up doing was giving people a pay raise to not work.
Correct. It's roughly $55,000 a year in one state that they threw out as an example, and it was a middle-of-the-road state. It roughly equates to $55,000 a year.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. We have not heard from an employer yet. I'd like to hear from an employer who has had people quit because they're, quote, afraid of getting COVID, when the real reason they suspect is that person's getting a lot more money on unemployment and with the stimulus package than they ever would have gotten working in your shop. 576-7798.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. 'Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything.
Sam, I'm going to tell you right now, your song selection today has been spot on. Good work. Really good. We have a full board, so let us get to it. We'll try to get as many in as we can before the top of the hour. Sam, to the phones, please.
Let's kick it off with Dave in Smithville.
Hey, Dave. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I got two comments towards this that I haven't heard anybody mention. First is, what are these people doing for taxes? Are they smart enough to take the taxes out of their check up front? Are they going to take the hit at the end of the year? And what are these people doing for health care?
Dunno and dunno.
It's a good question. I assume it is not tax-free, but I don't know that for a fact.
I have never heard the government say that your unemployment is tax-free or that extra $600 is tax-free.
Well, I would bet, I don't know about unemployment, knock on wood, I've never been on it. But I would imagine the stimulus stuff is tax-free. We'll have to look that. Yeah, Dana will look that up while we get to the next one. Sam?
Jake in Peculiar.
Jake in Peculiar. Hello, Jake.
Hey, what's going on? You guys were asking about business owners and things of that nature and their perspective. I'm not a business owner, but I was talking to my dad the other day, and he is, and he had 14 guys quit on him. And by those 14 guys quitting, he lost out on 6 jobs that he already had because he didn't have the manpower to complete the task.
And why did they quit? Do you know, Jake?
Blatantly was they were making more money
on unemployment.
But his thought was and I had just got off the phone with him to let him know, but he was under the impression that, if you quit your job, you can't get the unemployment.
No, but you can. You can right now, based on the CARES Act, as long as the reason you cite is a fear of contracting COVID-19.
Right. Yeah, he didn't know about that. And when I was talking to him, he's like, well, these guys are idiots because, they're quitting their job and they're not going to get the unemployment because, they quit their job. But obviously that's false. So he don't know what's going to happen once once everything gets kicked back off again. I mean, it's already hard enough for him to find help and
And Jake, I understand wanting to make more money for my family. Everybody wants to make more money. Nobody wants to take a pay cut. I get it.
Right.
But what is going on right now, based on the story that we were reading from, I believe it was the San Diego Union Tribune, and the story that Dana shared from Fox News, that's freeloading. And I'm just going to go on the record and say that is shameful.
Yeah.
I understand you want to make more money for your family. That is natural. But to abuse the system and say, I'm going to sit at home and watch Dr. Phil all afternoon because I'm going to make an extra $2,000 a year. Well, by the way, friends, this thing runs out in July. At the moment, it runs out in July. Good luck going back and getting a job that paid you what you were making right now.
Well, a lot of his guys that quit were, under the age of 25. So I don't know if it's a generation thing or what, but I don't know. I mean,
I would literally be embarrassed to milk off the teat of the federal government like that.
I know that's right.
I would be embarrassed.
I almost guarantee you if they are in that age set, they do not realize that all of this money will be taxed. And I found a
all
CNBC
of it, even
article,
the even the 600
it okay. is counted as
Tell me
income.
More.
It says now it won't necessarily be like your Medicaid wages and Social Security won't be taken out of it, but it is counted as taxable income.
And you know what they're not going to do, Dana? They're not going to set aside the 25% that they're going to have to pay next year on April 15th. And come April 15th of next year, there are going to be millions of Americans who are going to go, damn, I know what? Because you're taking in all this money, you're spending all this money, you're freeloading off of the government, and you're not putting money aside to pay your taxes next year. And next year, Uncle Sam is going to come calling, and he's going to demand his taxes, and you're not going to have it. This is shameful behavior. And I don't mean to sound like my dad. But if you are perfectly capable of going back to your job and your office is open back up and you're comfortable going back and you decide, well, I'm making a little bit more on unemployment and the $600 I'm getting from the federal government, and I'm just going to sit this one out. That is embarrassing behavior to me, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm quoting here from the CEO of Credit Karma. Most people just don't realize it. They are thinking in the moment. They don't have much savings. Credit
isn't
great.
I hope it hurts next April.
And then come April 15th, you are going to have a huge tax bill that you are not expecting.
Good. Good. And I hope you're totally unprepared to pay it. Because you have literally sacked every American taxpayer in this country because you're too lazy to get your fat ass back to work.
Wow.
News is next on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.